Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
He didn't do a good job. He wasn't smart. He wasn't sharp. And he's the only man I think I've ever met. I knew him for a year, 1 year, whatever the time. It was a short time. I don't think I ever saw him smile once. I said to him once, John, do you have a smile? And it tells you something about somebody.
All right, so it's the president talking about John Bolton. The one thing that has happened as far as the administration and ex-administration officials, I'll call them, people who were the inner circle, was this Bolton book especially has got under the skin of the president. And as we are in that re-election cycle and getting ready for an election in November that includes the presidential variety, Bolton's book has definitely struck a nerve. But his book has been met with heavy criticism by lots of Republicans, of course. That's not a surprise. But also some Democrats who are not big fans of Bolton because he didn't step up. If he had such great information, and I've said this before, why wouldn't he have jumped into the fray when the House was on the prowl for impeachment instead saying, oh, wait till the Senate, knowing full well that that wasn't going to happen. Just my two cents as we kick things off and kick the book down the road. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well and you're healthy. Knock on the studio countertop that all is well wherever you hail from. We have people listening on both coasts and in between, like New Orleans, and in Texas, in Florida, of course, some of the areas where they've become the new hotspots because there is more testing and the cases have risen. And then there's some idiots who, frankly, on Memorial Day weekend just stepped right in it and didn't pay attention, even though they had done all the things correctly, which has happened in a lot of families. They were staying home, they were washing hands and wearing masks and getting things delivered, and then decided it looks pretty good. It looks like we're flattening things, and I'm taking a few shortcuts. And those shortcuts are coming back to bite a few people. We'll go into COVID-19 in a second because I know you all want to know the totals. I get lots of questions about that, wanting to know, hey, what's the number, what's going on, how many are confirmed, how many people are beating this thing. And we really want to see that number rise more than I think anything else, right? Absolutely. All right, so let's jump into just one more thing about the Bolton book. Bolton's White House memoir has been dominating headlines, not just in the U.S., but around the world, since those advanced copies started circulating earlier in the month. The book is called The Room Where It Happened. And it, so far it hasn't been squashed, but it's not out there wide. It hasn't made its big debut. He got a big chunk of money for it in advance, which that's not necessarily a shock at all. But will the book roll out as he was hoping, or will it get squashed legally? That still remains to be seen. It is like standing at the craps table and rolling the dice to see which direction it goes, because that's how it happens with the law. Either there's too many things that are top secret and the decision will be to hold off on that, or it goes into wide release and we'll see how many people end up buying the book or not. All right, COVID-19 and the numbers, because you asked for them. Deaths so far in the U.S., 126,000. Recovered, 764,000. Confirmed cases, 2.47 million. That's in the United States. In the rest of the world, 489,000 deaths, 4.81 million recovered, 9.61 million confirmed. That's where we're at. The concern is the shoot-up of cases, the single-day records that have happened in Arizona, in Texas, in California. That has people spooked, on edge, and hospital beds that are tough to find. So in Phoenix, for example, they're talking about with these new models, they could see 28,000 infections a day. Then you divide that up, how many people are sheltering at home or staying at home and quarantining themselves for 14 days and they get through it and it's okay. And how many others where it's the grim reality of the dry cough, suddenly the pneumonia, and the next thing you know, they're in the hospital and it's very, very serious. So the reality is starting to grip a lot of people as to where are you at? What's happening where you live? What are they doing? I talked about the story the other night of the family, 18 infected, and it was sad because it was an accidental thing. Hey, we're going to social distance. People are going to come in and out. We've been doing that. We've been practicing. It's a 30-year-old, 30, someone in our family turning 30. We're going to do the surprise party thing. Wow, we've all been so good. And then that just crashed and burned. And the grandparents especially suffered the most. They're both in the hospital. One might not make it. Hopefully they do. But so far, it's not looking good. As far as the economy, another 1.5 million jobless claims. So that's not good, because if you look at the continued total of those that are without work, that's the thing that is frightening people trying to figure out where they are benefit-wise. What can they do? Can they do a gig? How do they get through this? And it's because of this pandemic, those receiving benefits, it did fall a bit. It fell below 20 million for the first time in 2 months, which that part is good. But the weekly numbers were high and were worse than Wall Street thought they would be for the second straight week. So then you look at the total number of people receiving benefit claims, and even though the claims themselves fell, if you were to go deeper, like I just mentioned, it's slightly below 20 million, 19.52 million. So that is much better than the highest of the high that we have seen. But there are companies that are still weighing options, trying to hang on, and where we're headed depends so much on what happens at the tail end of this first wave, what does the second wave look like, and of course the all-important, please give us a cure and let's get a vaccine. The vaccine happens, all bets are off, people start to get the remedy, and then a lot of this haze would lift. Speaking of haze, there's a wild dust cloud that is coming toward the United States. In fact, it's already hit some areas. I'm going to tell you about that coming up and a few other things that involve numbers. It's the We Can Count version of, oh yeah, these numbers aren't pretty. And these numbers look a lot better. Not all numbers are created equal. Meet you on the flip side.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Disney announcing a major change to Splash Mountain after an outcry. Have you ever been to Splash Mountain? I've never met anyone who went to Disney and did not go to Splash Mountain. If you're one of those people, please send me an email. I want to know why. Do you just not like it because it's too scary? It is kind of scary, but it's been around since 1989. The new changes to the ride are going to be implemented at Disneyland Park in California and the Magic Kingdom Park in Florida. Of course, it's the only place where they have Splash Mountain. So what the deal is they're re-theming Splash Mountain. See, you probably thought, it's a log flume ride. What are they doing? The log flume, here's what the deal is. It's the re-theming is because of racial stereotypes. So they are... originally, Song of the South, which is best known for Zippity Doodah, has been criticized because some think it's offensive for its stereotyping and portrayals of African Americans, as well as the romanticized view of antebellum South. So, the film is so controversial that Disney's locked it away for decades, keeping it out of the extensive library of streaming services, right? And because there was a big uproar, people signed a petition online to asking the company to change the ride's theme from the Song of the South to the Princess and the Frog. That's what they're doing. So they're changing it to the Princess and the Frog. That's what you will hear at Splash Mountain They didn't give a date for the new Splash Mountain, but it's underway. They call them Imagineers, and Imagineers are coming up with a timeline when they can tell everyone when that, you know, that's going to be done. But sooner rather than later, I mean, they're working on it, and they've definitely decided that's what the theme is, that's what they're changing it to, so it's absolutely happening. What's in an age difference? Do people care about age differences or not? Well, in Hollywood, a lot of people don't seem to care about that, particularly when it's May to December, right? If you don't know what that means, look it up. Dennis Quaid is 66. His new bride, Laura Savoy, is 27. Because all of a sudden people are writing about this. Do you even care about this? People are writing about this in People magazine. When I was at the checkout, I saw it. He said, it doesn't come up, really. There's just something timeless about us. We're partners in our relationship and life. That's it. And they quietly eloped the beginning of June at Santa Barbara somewhere. They said it was love at first sight. He did say, look, we're both Christians, and right from the start, God's had a hand in the relationship. So that's where it comes from. That's what we're doing. And you know, end of story. I just love her, who she is as a person, her character, her intelligence, and on and on. So it's interesting in a way, right? So even in a pandemic and with the world collapsing in different directions, this is what the concern is. The age difference, being asked that constantly, I guess, about the age difference. So he felt compelled to answer it. Good for you, Dennis Quaid. Let's go to the dust storm. Have you noticed any dust? You know, sand gets in your eyes and it's not nice. Thank you to 5,000 miles away, dust that was pushed into the air across Africa has jumped across the Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and now into the United States. It's going to overtake entire states it already has, southern Illinois, Ohio, they're in the mix. Going a little bit further north. Some of it will be dense, some of it not quite as dense. Portions of Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida, as if there's not enough trouble there, could see this milky-looking sky and an enhanced sunset, which, I don't know, that part is kind of cool, right? Your number, of course, is the 5,000 miles where it jumped, but this is an unusual thing. I mean, it's not unusual to have dust outbreaks, but unusual to see it lift as far as it's lifted. But how often that's ever happened in the history of the world, who knows? It's only been in the last 15 years that they've really kept any records of these sandstorms. I know it can be awful, and it can be beautiful if you have no allergies or any of that, and you look into the sky, which would look a brilliant orange for a sunrise or a sunset, worth getting. Totally worth it. It's been a long, long time, but I've seen one of those in California, actually, and it was that crazy thick cloud, and it was so cool. I have to say, it was so cool, for lack of a better way to describe that, to watch it and see it work its magic. And it looked like you were having a tequila sunrise or something. I mean, that's how brilliant it was. Moving in another direction, and again, this is about numbers, remember. So we're talking about numbers in this one. But it's interesting. The polls are in full swing. And the president is trailing Joe Biden in a couple of the swing states, which the president won in 2016. This is according to a New York Times Siena College poll that was released on Thursday. The poll found Biden ahead of Trump, 47% to 36% in Michigan. That's big. 49 to 38% in Wisconsin, 50 to 40% in Pennsylvania. Closer in Florida, 47 to 41%, same thing in Arizona, same number, and 49% to 40% in North Carolina. Remember, those six states were crucial to the president's defeat of Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, because he won Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania by less than 1%. He won Florida by about a point, and Arizona and North Carolina locked 4 points. And it's hard to believe this, really, right? You think about the election, and of course it's more than 4 months away, but I can't believe we're here already. But we are, and Electoral College, that becomes the thing. What states break where, and do they really break for Joe Biden or not? Because we've also seen that polls have not always turned out the way, the small sampling have not always turned out the way political people thought. That so much is based on the polls. They're heavily weighted. It is important. The president, to that news, tweeted out on the 25th, on Thursday, the fake news and phony fake suppression polls have never been worse. The lamestream media has gone crazy. So that was his response to that. Could you be in a polling slump and then you go to Election Day, and what happens on Election Day? I think there were mistakes made in the polls the last time around. How are you weighting the responses? What are the demographics? I mean, all of this is part of what happens here. And I think it's, a lot of people think it's a lock for Joe Biden, but we'll see, because we go back again. Those key states are big, but does he have them locked down or not? Are they locked down or not? All right, people go to Costco and they think, I want the free samples. I mean, crazy enough, people go to Costco and it's like their lunch. I'm not kidding you. But Costco is bringing back free samples at some of their clubs after suspending it because of COVID-19. But they pulled sheet cakes. Oh, and their sheet cakes are the best. But anyway, the samples are prepackaged. They're kept behind plexiglass shields. And their sampling is in like 30 different locations, because they sell a lot of stuff that way. You know, you've got to belong to be a part of Costco, and you get the deep discounts. But they sell a lot of new things when people come in because of the fact that they give out samples. So the demos of any place are very, very big. The large demos are huge. So they're back, but they're individually wrapped. I'm curious as to what that would look like. I mean, you could do it, right? Certainly. And would it be worth it if it was my product? It would be worth it. If I had to pay for the wrap, I would pay for the wrap. All right, stay with us. We're going across the pond and beyond. Coming up next.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health officials estimate that more than 20 million Americans have now been infected with the coronavirus. The estimate is roughly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed. Officials have long known that millions of people were infected without knowing it, and that many cases are being missed because of gaps in testing. 20 million infections would mean that over 6% of the nation's 331 million people have been infected. Previously, CDC officials and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that at least 25% of infected people might not even have the symptoms. The U.S. is currently testing about 500,000 patients per day. On a per capita basis, the U.S. rate falls behind several other countries, and those are according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Many experts say the U.S. should be testing roughly 1 million to 3 million people each day to catch enough new cases to prevent flare-ups. This is USA Radio News. Tucson Mayor Regina Romero announced that she will not accept the resignation of Police Chief Chris Mangus, who resigned after a man died in police custody. Carlos Ingram Lopez was killed after he was restrained in a prone position for over 12 minutes. Romero said Mangus has brought forward-thinking changes to police policies and continues to build strong relationships with the community since joining the department in 2016. The county medical examiner has concluded that Ingram Lopez died of sudden cardiac arrest with acute cocaine intoxication and an enlarged heart. The three officers who arrested Ingram Lopez resigned on June 18th, and they have not been charged in his death. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk about my favorite thing coming up here on Author's Corner, and that's happiness. And you think of the concept of happiness, and someone who's much more clever than I has put it together in a book. And this is somebody who not only thought of the concept, really thought it through, tested it, but also illustrates. You know, this is someone who's clever and crafty. So she would be my hero because that's putting it all together, right? And I can draw stick figures. And the book is called Happiness, 12 Concepts, really, to Explore at Home or School. E. Hagen joins us now from Tasmania. Hey, E. Hagen, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I really mean that. It's tough to be good at both. And especially we have a tendency when we try to come up with concepts to tell too much and to put too much of ourselves in it. So when you decided you were going to do this book, how did you remove a lot of your opinions from it?
I thought, well, if I put in my opinions, it would detract from what other people were feeling or had experienced, and that was against what the idea was. I just wanted some ideas to put out there for parents and teachers to have as a toolbox to discuss these things, because the concepts are universal, that you don't need to be overly worthy with what you're saying in some of the ideas, because people need space to be able to talk about their own ideas.
So you were a teacher, and you know this. You see what happens with kids, especially now. We live with technology, which is great on one hand and tough on another hand. And then you look at that overall word of happiness. What is happiness? How do we define happiness?
Well, that was the problem with writing the book. I was trying to write another book, and I was trying to work out what I was trying to say, and I realized I wanted to write something or produce something that made people happy. And then I had to sit down and think, well, what is happiness? And I came up with about five or six concepts initially, and then I needed to extend them to make it an actual book. But I just came to the realization there's more than one thing that makes us happy. So that's how I was able to define happiness in this book. But of course, there are more things that make us happy than what's there.
Yeah, and you talk about the 12 concepts, and some of them could be things that we might be obvious to us, being with friends, that kind of thing. And there are other concepts that are harder to describe. How did you boil it down?
Well, that's actually quite tough. There was a lot of thinking involved and maybe a few coffee shops. It was actually just, you know, the thinking, is this right? Does this work? When one of the ideas in there that's really important to me is acceptance, because even though I'm from Tasmania, I have seen inequality my whole life for different reasons, and it's always made me unhappy and mad, to be honest. And I just thought I need to put something in there to get kids talking, or parents talking about these things in an earlier age, to maybe to not have these issues come up so badly later on in life. But if they have this idea earlier on that it's okay, because not everybody looks the same. Because I've been to so many countries now, and nobody looks the same. I mean, except for Japan, where 95% of the population were Japanese, but
right.
Ethnically Japanese. But right. Even between Japanese, they all look different. The longer you're there, the more different everybody looks. And you're going, well, they're all individuals, and everybody's a different height, weight, shape, whatever. So, you know, you can't just say we're all the same. We're not.
We're not all the same.
That's okay. And yeah. But that's okay. You know, we don't look the same, but we are the same in that kind of weird way. That
yeah,
came out wrong, but I'm sorry.
No. You're saying it correctly. So for everybody listening, they completely understand what you're saying. Especially now, this is what we've been talking about a lot in the world, and acceptance is so key and so tough, especially for kids, because they want to be accepted, but they feel like they look awkward or funny or different, or something's different about them. So I think.
But that's like the. Yeah. That's the key angst for most kids going through primary school and high school, is being accepted. It doesn't matter about, you know, how you look or anything. It's also how you are as a person. And everyone thinks, I've got to be the same as other people. And no, you don't. You've got to be you.
Exactly. You got to be you. And so you were a teacher, and you know, being in classrooms and teaching at all kinds of different levels. And you have friends that are teachers. So you ask them to test it for you. And what did and that's a brilliant way to do it. What did they tell you?
They enjoyed it in their classrooms. The kids got involved in how, you know, in what made them happy or their own experiences. So, you know, some of the ideas were easier than others, like where's your favorite place on a warm, sunny day? Or do you have a pet? You know, what's your pet's name? And so there were ways to extend it within the classroom, and most of the kids were able to be engaged with the ideas that were there. So that I was happy with that. It seemed to work. So then it was about finding someone to publish it.
There you go. And that's also very key to it. And so many people talk about doing any kind of a book and they never do it. So congratulations to you for finding that and making that work. And we're speaking with E. Hagen, because that's exactly how you'll find the book, Happiness. And we're talking about these 12 concepts to explore at home or at school, because certainly you could talk about it at home, knowing more about your kids, knowing more about yourself. So you discover that older people, definitely it struck a chord with them too.
Absolutely, because, I mean, one of my fans is 88 years old, and he just loved it because it brought back so many of his memories, so his life memories, and he was able to go, oh, I was happy then because X, Y, Z, and this is the time I did this, 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 and, he really enjoyed it because, yeah, there were so many things he could draw upon from his own life. So imagine if you're reading it with your grandkids, if you're a grandparent, you've got life experiences you can share, which is also a beautiful thing, so...
Oh, boy, no kidding. Life experiences. Did you, of all the things you've done and you've lived in lots of different places, you've had the opportunity to teach abroad, did you think that you would, you talked about getting it published, finding the publisher and all that, but did you ever think you would write a book about happiness?
No, it wasn't the first thing at all. My first one was, because I'm actually quite environmentally obsessed. It's horrible, you know. So I was wanting to do something on the environment, and it didn't happen. I was trying to say, well, what do I think? What was I trying to say in what I was trying to initially write? And I came out, well, I wanted to write something that made people feel happy in some way, and then I had to define that. So that's how it's gone. And then the second book, Freatures, is about body parts, because I saw a gap in the market. There aren't that many children's books out there for body parts, for early learners, like I'm talking 1-2-year-olds that you would just want picture books that you just want to flip through. So that was fun too. Now I've got them out of my system. I've got some other books on planned. I just have to illustrate them.
I love that. I was going to ask you about that process. And again, you can pick up the book Happiness, E. Hagen. That's who we're speaking with here in Author's Corner. And I'm very deliberate in telling you her name, and because that's how you'll find the book. And also in the children's section, really, that's where you want to go on Amazon. So, because happiness, a lot of people have tried to describe it, and this is really very, very specific. With your illustrations, how fun is it to be the illustrator, too? Because a lot of people don't have the pleasure of coming up with the concept and then also illustrating it. What's that like?
It's interesting. My current book that I'm trying to illustrate, my biggest problem is deciding on what medium to use. Do I do it with computer tools from computer animation computer graphics, or do I do the old school way with paper and pencil, or do I want it in ink or pen? So my problem is I've got too many tools at my disposal in my experience, so I have to decide what sort of look do I want to have, and then work with that. So do I, because there's so many beautiful illustrations out there, and especially in the children's book market. So you want something that's eye-catching, you want something that's not too cluttered, you want something that you can have some kind of theme throughout. And, you know, there's a whole lot of different things you have to think about once you start doing the drawings. So, and do they sort of elicit conversation as well? Like, what's on this page? Or look at that detail there. So, and the interesting thing was I actually went to the Children's Book Fair in Bologna back in 2012, and a lot of people really liked the images and they liked the stories, but they wanted them done by hand, not on the computer, which is ridiculous, because if you've got a graphics tablet and you're drawing it on a graphics tablet, it's the same thing, but a lot of companies think it's much better to have traditional pen and ink or watercolor or something. So, it comes down to personal preference.
Wow, and it's so interesting. And again, we talked about this at the very beginning, happiness, and think about that for everybody listening. What is happiness? Get this book, and it's be a great thing for grandchildren, children, yourself even, to have those discussions. And you can get it at Amazon. We already mentioned that. Barnes & Noble, of course, or any place where good books are sold. E. Hagen, congratulations for tackling this subject, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People have been together and how their lives have taken these different twists and turns and how they've made a difference in other people's lives. And our next guest, I spent some time with him, a couple of weeks ago off the air, and he's written such an interesting book. His name's James Washington, and the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. And quite a relationship and quite an interesting meeting, the very first meeting between him and his wife. James, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Hey, you and I talked about this off the air. Tell the listeners how you met your wife. You were on a base.
Okay, right. I was on a base with another same type of unit, and we were very much in competition. Everything. So we all had a little club, and almost every night fights broke out at the club because any two people could start something, especially from drinking beer. And so I wasn't at the club at that time, but I was on my way to it. Then as I was on was walking towards the club, I saw this woman running really fast away from the club. And I didn't see her clearly, but and I bumped into her and knocked her down, but I kept right on running because I got a conscience. my conscience told me that that was a shitty thing to do. So I went back. I stopped running, and I went back, and I picked her up. But my first words were, "Why don't you watch where you're going?" And so she said, "Well, if the MPs is already there, so if you go down there, you'll just get into trouble." So there was a big rock nearby, so we both walked back to the rock and we sat down and we started talking. And I didn't know it then, but that would be the love of my life. I spent the next 62 years with her.
Wow, which is so incredible, because like you said, it was so fortuitous that you went back because you felt so crummy about, you know, slamming into her and trying to race to get there. Then you have this conversation and suddenly, boom, you know, the light bulb goes off, love blooms, and all that time together. So you have what so many people, you know, you had with her, with Nobi, what so many people want, and it's that everlasting love. And 60-plus years raising children, all of that. You have some incredible stories that you talk about in the book. And in one of the stories that you told me I thought was so clever was when you were trying to get a house at one point, and you're trying to get this house, and Nobi's, you know, of Japanese origin, and you're an African-American man. And so there you are trying to get a house, and you just don't even think of that now. But what happened when you were trying to get this house?
Well, we had been the whole unit that I was in, and in fact, it was a whole group. That means three battalions in the group headquarters. And that means a lot of people going to one post at one time. So all of the houses, by the time I got there, incidentally, let me go back a little bit. This is my second child, was a daughter, was about to be born. So I stayed at the hospital waiting for her, but the hospital came to me and says, "Wait, we're going to close this thing, so you better get on out to Colorado and join your unit." So we did. We got in a car the very next morning and started out. Unfortunately, it was Mother Nature decided to have a great big snowstorm. A big sheet of ice covered three states.
Wow. A big sheet of ice. Wow.
I was young. I hadn't been driving very long. And so I tiptoed on up out Highway 16 until, as I was coming down a little hill, my car went out of control and almost went into a snowbank. And fortunately for me, I thank God's always watching out for me. There was the snowplow was right there, so he just pulled me out and put my car back on the road. I didn't even have to go here for help.
Wow.
But anyway, we made it on out to Colorado, and my daughter Eva was born out there. But then back to the house. So many people had, so many couple, you know, army people had there was no housing available anywhere, hardly. But I found this, but looking through the paper, I found this place where we could get an apartment in the latest house. And so everywhere I had went, they had told me no vacancy, nope, that was over. But then I got the feeling that maybe that wasn't right. So I I said, the very next time, next place we try, I'm going to keep me and my son in the car. And I'm just going to send her. And sure enough, we got that apartment. The lady didn't want it, right. But I tricked her into renting an apartment. But then when the housing on the post became available, she didn't want us to leave because she just thought just because I was black that I was going to raise all kinds of hell and all kinds of things that people just don't know, that we're just like everybody else, most of us.
Right.
There are some rowdy people, but there are some rowdy white people, too.
Right, right, exactly.
Like, we're just like everybody else. And so.
Yeah, that's a great story. That she knew that. And in your book, you weave those stories together. You talk about, 60 plus years is a lot. You talk about all those beginning stories, and then you talk about other things that happened to you as well, the highs and the lows. And again, the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life, and you can get it on Amazon. We're speaking to James Washington. James, what do you want people to know about, you know, take away from this book? What do you want them to know when they walk away from this?
Well, the reason that I wrote the book in the first place, because my children were beginning to grow up, but they didn't realize about the hard times we had at the beginning. And so I wrote that book so that they would know. But it really was not going to be a book. It was just I was writing stuff down. And it grew and grew and grew. And a couple of places in that book, I'm typing and crying at the same time. So I had to get the lady next door to come and type for me.
Oh, I love
while
it.
While I just dictated the book.
Yeah. And see, that's a sign of a good author. I mean, you poured everything onto the page. And like I said, somebody reading it, they get the glimpse of, yeah, this is what life is like. And as you said, your kids only knew certain wonderful things that happened and maybe a little heartache, but not the things that happened in the beginning.
In the beginning, right.
Yeah.
Some knew, you know, from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning because they were babies.
Right, right. But they didn't realize some of the things that happened, like the story that you told us,
right.
You know, and driving to Colorado and all those things that happened.
Right.
And that's what life is about. And I think that's what your book is about. And the love that you found and the love that you sustained for such a long period of time. So congratulations on writing the book and taking this project that you put together. And like you said, it just grew and grew and grew. Such a fascinating story. My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah,
are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.